I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. They say it takes a village to raise a child, but maybe you just need a few moms in your corner. Every week, we visit with a diverse group of parents for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. Today, we want to continue our focus on education. We've been focusing on education all this month by taking a closer look at the role of parents, but specifically dads, in shaping their children's educational experience. We called up a few dads to talk to them about this. Joining us in our Washington, D.C. studio is Glenn Ivey. He's the state's attorney of Prince George's County in Maryland. He also happens to be the husband of one of our mom's regulars, Jolene Ivey. Also with us, Lamar Tyler. He is founder of blackandmarriedwithkids.com, the website, and he joins us from Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Keith Wilcox blogs at almightydad.com, where he writes about homeschooling his two sons, and he's joining us from KGNU in Boulder, Colorado. And Manny Ruiz runs the blog poppyblogger.com, and he writes about creative parenting and bilingual education, and he happens to be in Waltham, Massachusetts this week. He's from Miami. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There is this, of course, some people might call it a stereotype. Some people might just say it's just common sense that moms are really on the front lines when it comes to interfacing with the children's schools and taking charge of their kids' education. So I'd like to ask each of you, do you think that that stereotype is true, Glenn?
Well, I mean, I think it's still largely true. I think women are still carrying the bulk of the parenting role. I'm not saying no, you know, there's no dad involvement, but generally speaking, I think it's right. For Jolene and I, certainly the 16 years she stayed home, she was definitely on the front line. And now it kind of ebbs and flows depending on, you know, work demands for both of us.
And why was she on the front lines? It's just because she was not working outside the home, so it was just assumed that she would take the lead? Or was it because you didn't feel competent to do it?
Well, I think the reason she stayed home was so that she could take that lead role, and she was fantastic at it and continues to be.
Okay. Lamar, what about you?
I'd have to agree with Glenn. You know, I think women kind of holding down the forefront. And in our own personal situation, that was the case up until a few months ago. And it was purely because of work and me, you know, making that D.C. hour and a half commute each way and not being home, to tell you the truth. But, you know, recently we kind of switched things around, and I work from home and she also works from home now. So I've directly seen me being able to get involved a lot more with the kids and their education. And really it's affected our relationships as well.
You mean your relationship with the kids?
Relationship with the kids, relationship with my wife, she's a lot happier now that she has help. So
how about
I think
that?
Just all the way around, yeah, everybody's happy.
How about that? Keith, tell us your story. Now, as I mentioned, you can't opt out because you're homeschooling, but talk to me about that, your role as a dad and how you see yourself in terms of your kids' education.
When I started homeschooling or staying at home with my kids, it was a product of having lost my job. And my job was something sort of unusual. I ran a martial arts academy in Texas. And we closed down due to, you know, bad business. We just couldn't make it. And I wound up staying at home. My wife was at home, too. And she happened to get a job first, which left me at home with the kids. I had every intention of going back to work and doing something further, but I discovered that I was really good at it. I really was good at staying home with the kids, and I enjoyed it. And it's been like that for 6 years now.
Manny, before we bring you in, I just want to read some numbers from the Department of Education. This is from a 1997 report, so I admit that it's old, but this is the latest that we have so far. It said that fathers in two-parent families are substantially less likely than mothers or fathers in single-parent families to participate in these kinds of activities. Manny, you're a divorced dad, and two of your three children split their time between you and your ex-wife. So I'd like to ask, how do you handle that, the whole question of school meetings? Do you both try to go? Do you alternate? How do you handle that? And do you find yourself spending more time on school activities since you're heading up two different households?
Yeah, it's an interesting. My children are ages 2, 6, and 10. And my ex-wife, who happens to be a teacher, so I am fortunate and blessed in that sense, she'll go to, and do the face-to-face with the teacher. But when it comes to school activities or, you know, a special school function or they're getting recognition or something, I am present there. I mean, it would be very difficult for me not to to be there because I am very actively involved in my kids' lives. I can't necessarily influence their day-to-day homework, but what I tend to see is that my ex-wife will tend to assign the projects. The longer-term projects tend to fall in my lap. We just did a project not too long ago on President Obama. And, you know, lo and behold, that was a project that she said, well, you know, you're not doing the homework every day. Can you help them do this project? So, you know, we went, we did the research, we bought the books we needed to. And then the other way that I feel I can influence my children's education is culturally. So I go out of my way to make sure that my, if I'm not doing the day-to-day homework stuff, I'm at least able to give them a bit of the big picture of life type of things, like taking them out. We just did a 12,000-mile, 33-state, 46-day road trip across the entire United States from Miami to L.A., L.A. to Seattle, Seattle to Maine, Maine back to Miami. And, you know, yes, it's a little bit over the top.
Yeah, we were like, Glenn and I were like, whoa.
You know what? That's one way that we were able to transmit, you know, that cultural education, right, which I feel a big burden is to make sure that I'm contributing to my children's education in a very positive way.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking to dads about how they get involved in their children's education. With us are Glenn Ivey, state's attorney for Prince George's County, Maryland. He's a dad of 6 children. Lamar Tyler, who blogs at blackandmarriedwithkids.com. He is a father of 4 children. Keith Wilcox blogs at almightydad.com. He's the father of 2. And Manny Ruiz, who blogs at poppyblogger.com. He is also the father of 3. Glenn, you and your wife are both public officials.
Right.
And you are completing your term as state's attorney, and she's just run for re-election as a Maryland state legislator. So this does raise an interesting question for me. We often talk about the squeeze, mm-hmm. the, you know, moms feeling the squeeze, the pull between home and job and feeling that they're never quite putting in enough time at either place. And I'd like to ask you, Glenn, if you ever felt that way. I mean, you have both of you have high profile jobs. Do you ever feel that way, particularly because you are a public official and people expect to see you? Do you ever feel that squeeze?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, the particular irony is when I'm out talking about youth and, you know, parents need to be, you know, spending time with their kids and keeping them on the right track and mentors and tutors and all of that stuff. And here I am out at, you know, 9 o'clock at another community meeting, not being home with my kids. But it's harder on women. I mean, just I think it was 2 weeks ago, a guy, you know, Jolene was out campaigning and the guy said to her, my wife and I are not going to vote for you because we think you should be home with the kids.
No, he didn't.
He did. And, you know, of course, you know Jolene. She, it's a wonder they didn't need a squad car to break that one up. But, you know, as she pointed out to him, no one had ever said something like that to me. And the fact that this guy would say it, and that sort of bluntly, was astonishing.
He told her to her face,
to her
I did not vote for you because you should be with your children.
You should be home with your kids. And then she told him, well, I was home for 16 years. But I don't know that the facts were going to confuse his opinion at that point. So,
you know, a couple of you mentioned President Obama talked a lot about parental involvement. Yesterday, he talked about this in an interview with the Today Show. And one of the things he mentioned was the importance of motivating his kids to do well in school. And here's what he had to say.
I mean, Malia and Sasha are great kids and great students. But if you gave them a choice, they'd be happy to sit in front of the TV all night long, every night. At some point, you have to say, your job right now, kid, is to learn.
And, of course, I do want to ask him how often he's the one who has to deliver that message. But, you know, mm-hmm. I'd like to ask each of you how you think your involvement makes a difference. Lamar, why don't you start? You noticed that you've noticed a difference since you've been more available to participate.
Yes.
What difference do you think it makes and in what area?
I think the kids just, you know, like to be engaged a lot more. Like I said, because, you know, my wife at the same time, she was at home, but she was actually working from home. So, you know, she could show them time and attention, but it still was, you know, in the course of her work day and things like that. So it still was tied up. So just, you know, being able to focus all of my attention on them and not just saying, you know, I'm here, but I'm actually present and I'm attentive to what's going on in your life, what's going on with schoolwork. And I think it instills an additional sense of pride into the kids as well. And like you said, just knowing that, you know, dad and mom are both behind them, that dad's, you know, actually involved in and cares about what they're doing. And something that struck me as so positive is when we moved down here to Georgia, the school that my third grader goes to, they actually have, besides the PTA, a group called FBI, Fathers Being Involved. And I just love the idea that they had a specific group, you know, for fathers to come out and get involved in the lives of their children.
What do they do? Do the fathers do different things than moms would do?
Yeah, it was just different activities and such. And I know they just had the first one about a week or two ago, and it was movie night at the school. So it just was kind of, you know, instead of a lot of these things where you normally would see, you know, all moms in, maybe see no fathers in the audience, just, you know, night where we say, okay, this is the night where the fathers are going to kind of step up and bring the kids in. And I think, like I said, you see a certain sense of pride in the children and, you know, seeing that, okay, dad's, you know, cares about what I'm doing tonight or cares about bringing me up to the school tonight, because you don't always see that.
Keith, what about you? You homeschool, so there isn't that interaction with school administrators and so forth. But what difference do you think it makes that it's you doing this?
Well, I can start off by saying that what President Obama said is absolutely right. If I were to not enforce certain rules and regulations in my house, my kids would be perfectly happy to sit in front of the TV, play their Xbox or Wii all day long. But when I'm there with them and I say, hey, it's time to do some lessons, we sit down and we do our lessons. And with my kids, since I homeschool them, we get to enjoy education together.
And finally, before I let you go, this is really helpful and interesting. I do have to ask, are there any subjects that you just won't touch where if your kids say, you know what, go ask your mom? Anybody going to fess up?
Yeah, there are, actually. But more of it from an educational standpoint than that I'm scared to do it. My boys have a lot of questions about they're half Mexican. My wife is from Mexico. And they don't get to see their other half of the family very often. So they frequently have questions that I know nothing culturally about because I grew up in New England and Southern California, and I had never been out of the United States until college. So they have many, many questions that they want to ask their mom, and I just cannot answer them. It's not that I'm scared to answer. It's just that I factually don't know.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, anybody else? Anybody else want to fess up?
I think with me, it's
Lamar.
I thank God every day that my wife is a math whiz because it's not me. And we have we actually have four kids and we're a blended family. So we go from a 2-year-old that's I was working on it today, trying to get her to understand her colors besides pink, all the way up to a senior in high school. And he's working on AP calculus. So I work on the colors in pink and mom works on the AP calculus with the senior. So
wow. Manny, what about you?
When it comes to math, my son, who's the one who gets hit with the harder math things, knows that he should talk to his mom or even his stepmom because dad just does not compute.
Okay. Glenn Ivey is a state's attorney for Prince George's County, Maryland. He also happens to be married to our regular Tell Me More Parenting contributor, Jolene Ivey. He was here with us in our Washington, D.C. studio. Also with us, Lamar Tyler, founder of the website blackandmarriedwithkids.com. He joined us from Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Keith Wilcox blogs at almightydad.com, where he writes about homeschooling his two sons. He joined us from KGNU in Boulder. And Manny Ruiz runs the blog poppyblogger.com, where he writes about creative parenting and bilingual education. He happened to be in Waltham, Massachusetts. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you,
Michelle.
Thank you for having me.